Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing, and so did it. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right. So, thanks for your comments. And I'm glad so many of you have signed up and also started making progress already. Yeah. I love the feedback. And those of you that are struggling, well, today's message might help you a little to get past that struggle if you can. Take it in. Play with it. Nurture it. And let it become a part of your soul. Today's message is about clarity. Oftentimes, we pretty much ride through life without any direction in mind, especially when we feel that everything is okay, there's no fires to put out, and our job, our income is intact, and our bills are at least close to being paid every month, and we are able to juggle the ones that are not. A lot of times we just decide that we don't really need anything else. We don't feel like we need to do anything else. We can just keep going the way we've been going and everything will be okay. But this is a delusion. Okay? That's all that is. That's what we often hope will happen. But everything is energy. And the energy within and around you is always changing, modifying, transforming. Okay? Expanding, growing, and we are always taking energy and creating with it. That's what we do as human beings. Spiritual beings, actually, having a human experience. That's what we do. We are co-creators with God. So nothing stays the same, because energy is always moving. Okay? And it attracts and it repels. And this is what makes one thing different from another thing. Okay? That's what makes one thing a car and another thing a human body. Okay? One thing a piece of plastic and another And people look. It's the arrangement of that energy. Okay? And what it attracts. So it is with your life, with your body, with your mind, okay, with your emotions, and with your soul. Your soul is your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your interests, your hobbies. That's why you're here on the planet, again, to create. Okay? And that soul is what makes you different from me. Because we come from the same source. We are of the same species. Okay? And we have the same power. What we have that's different is a different agenda. We need to be clear as to what that agenda is. Lastly, clarity. Because without it, we are just aimlessly wandering rather than creating from our soul. See, living life is not about avoiding problems. Okay, as some would have you believe. Okay? Living life is about clear about the direction we're going in. And that comes from our soul. Our assignment from God. What is your purpose? Now that you have gotten yourself to a place where you're feeling secure and you feel as though you can handle your business and pay your bills and your relationship is intact and everything is okay, what happens next? Without clarity, you don't know. Okay? And you subject yourself to the whims of others, other creators. Okay? We are all affected by each other in some way. Even people we don't know, people on the other side of the world, we are affected by the choices that they make, as we are affected by our neighbors' choices, our spouses' choices, and our own choices. Which is the reason why I don't want to say you shouldn't get comfortable. Instead, whatever it is that you aspire to is what's keeping you alive. That is your soul. And if you just allow yourself to alleviate your dreams, your desires, because you think you have arrived, I assure you, life will teach you a lesson. Okay? And bring you, perhaps, to your knees. So that you understand that you can't stand still. Now, that's not a threat. What it is, more than anything, is a warning. Okay, because we are here to create. And once we get too happy with ourselves and we think, oh, I don't need to do anything else, everything is perfect in my life, that's when you find the roof falls in. The car won't go. Okay? You lose your job. You fall down. Break your leg. You get sick. There's some nasty little disease in the body. anything to keep you alert and moving and growing and expanding and living your purpose, your dream, your vision. Bring back that clarity. See, you're not finished yet because you're still on the planet. And that's why it's important to always determine, decide, choose. You randomly live your life. You find that you run into all kinds of obstacles. Your vision is not clear. And you're just kind of all over the place. That's what adolescence is. Some of them find themselves into a great deal of trouble. Okay? Because they're wandering and trying to figure it out. They become aware of certain abilities or certain skills. Or, you know, they think they got a little power or they got a little knowledge and they're reckless with it. Okay? And life teaches them that. As adults, we are very much aware of our ability, and our response to that ability is what determines where we go from there. It determines what happens next. There must be clarity in your vision of yourself. And it's not just enough to maintain. Okay? Now that you bought that car, sure, you needed a new car. Okay? But now you're paying $100 more than you were paying on your previous car note. So, where's that extra $100 coming from? And what does it take away? If you take on this new debt, okay? If you don't increase your income, people do it all the time. Oh, I got to get a new car, yeah. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that as long as it fits your budget or you have a plan of action that is going to bring in that extra money that you get. And then, of course, car insurance. And all the responsibility that goes with owning and taking the car. And some people will say, well, you know what? Maybe it's really not worth all that trouble. You know, I can keep going a little more with the one I have. Well, that's the wrong way as well. Because, again, there's no clarity. There's no vision. There's no objective. Okay? That's just standing still. People often ask me, why do bad things happen to good people? That's why. Because we're standing still. All right? There must be movement in our life, and that movement needs to be God-like. Our choices need to be clear. We need to know what it is we're after. Okay? It's just like Friday night, you decide, oh, I worked all weekend. Well, now I'm going to go out and party. And you pick a destination, pick out the outfit you're going to wear. Okay? Who you're going to go with, if anybody. Okay? What cocktails you might have where you're at, okay? How you going to get there? How you going to get back? Okay, you put a plan of action together, right? Sometimes things change along the way, and you have to make adjustments, and that's fine. But you don't just aimlessly jump in the car and say, let me just, you know, accelerate and see where I end up. Okay? There must be clarity. And most people, as I just described, spend more time trying to figure out what they're going to do on Friday night than they do trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life. But yet, they complain about the problems that they have, the things that keep coming up, the fires they need to put out, the trouble they're having on their job, the trouble they're having with the neighbor across the street. Okay? Because they have nothing else on their mind that is of value, and they're not growing. They have no further purpose. So life just keeps you busy. Okay? When you are living your purpose, when you have clarity of that vision of yourself, all the mountains are moved out of your way. All those little rough spots disappear. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Because you have clarity of purpose and you know exactly where you're headed. And as you complete one objective, you move on to the next thing. The moment you say, okay, that's enough, and I quit, and you know, I'm comfortable, that's when the roof falls in. Tornado ahead. Okay, and this is why things often happen. You know, I have spoken with so many people who are still devastated by some of their previous issues, and they sit and wallow in it years and years after it happened. And they keep blaming themselves or blaming others or blaming God because they feel so powerless. And the thing to ask yourself is, what were you doing when this devastation happened? What was your plan? What was your objective? Where were you going? Okay? What needed to be shaken up or shaken loose in your life in order to give you a clearer vision? You ever notice how when something devastating happens, all of a sudden people start helping, start appreciating their life more? You know, it's like, whew, I just can't believe it. And it's like they recognize that they were moments from death, lights out, the end, and they start appreciating the moments that they are alive now. Now you got a testimony. So now that you have their testimony, rather than wallowing in it, being depressed and being upset and feeling powerless, you should be testifying, utilizing that material given in such a way that it promotes clarity of your vision, your plan of action, puts you back on track, makes you start loving and appreciating life and the people you play the game of life with. We are never far away from a solution because every problem brings the solution with it. Okay? It's just a matter of choice. When you find yourself in a weird place or somehow uncomfortable, blocked, broke, sick, whatever the case may be, What would I prefer to be doing? Okay? Start working on that. Start making choices that get you to that end. Okay? Sometimes people have terrible accidents and they end up in the bed, staring at the ceiling, wondering, why did this happen to me? Okay? And then they find that they may need physical therapy in order to function normally again. And they want that so much until what do? They work diligently and hard to get up and move again, to become mobile again. You don't just sit on your butt and say, okay, that's it. You start working toward your objective. Your vision becomes clear. Okay? And all while you're sitting there, you're thinking about all the things that you want to do as soon as the problem always has a solution. It's just a matter of choice. And you need to be clear what that choice is so that you can activate it. Put it in motion. Okay? So maybe you won't walk today. It takes a little practice. Got to get your bearings. Got to learn how to balance, just like when you were an infant. Learn how to walk again. And take every opportunity that you have after that to continue walking. And just keep getting better and better. Another example is you see how people age. There are some people that keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. Which is very right. Okay, not only is that woman 93 years old, not only does she have two shows on television and a couple of commercials, but she keeps going and going and going. And sure, she's had her struggles along the way, but she kept going. And she's doing better and looking better than some 30-year-olds. My point is, even aging is a choice. Some people just can't wait to retire from their job, whether we're talking 20 years or at age 65. Why? What is it that's so pleasing about retirement? Oh, then I don't have to do the work anymore, okay? I can just stay in bed, sleep late. I could travel. You can do all that now. And you don't have to go to work either. Okay? That's a choice. Okay? Your only plan of action is to keep doing what you're doing day after day after day until you reach age 65 and you don't have to do it anymore. You're going to find that your life becomes more and more difficult because you don't have enough to do. You aren't creating. You aren't changing. You're not evolving. You're not getting better. And you're not being of value. Okay? We have to keep going. Keep driving ourselves. Keep going forward. Keep aspiring. Keep creating. That's how you become increasingly blessed. That's how miracles unfold in your life. Okay? With a plan of action. You're the creator. Create. Go to my website at www.unlimitedjoy.org. If you need money, join the money program. Okay? Well, let's get you started. Building up multiple sources of income so that you can travel now. So that you can play now. So that you can have a good time now. While you still enjoy it, rather than waiting until you're 65 and broke down. And that job has sucked all the life out of you. Hmm? Allow yourself to grow, to evolve, to know more, to be more, to do more. Or else you render your life. More and more difficult. Better contact yourself every evening. So what did I do today? How have I blessed myself? How have I blessed others? What steps will I take tomorrow? And then every morning, jump out of bed like you just can't wait to get started. This is your dream. Be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.